All right, welcome back.
It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our news banter edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, that Riquelme bloke's talking absolute bollocks, right? He's just making up that Haaland release clause to win the Real Madrid vote. End of story. If City actually had a 150 million euro clause in his deal, every big club in Europe would have triggered it already. Come on.
Whoa, hold on. That's not necessarily true. Yeah? I've got a source at Carrington that says that clause has been buried in his contract since he signed. City just denied it publicly to stop a fan meltdown ahead of the run-in.
Piss off with your Carrington source, mate. You said that exact same source told you Rashford was off to Saudi in January, for Christ's sake. That's a red flag. Your source is just a 16-year-old working the club shop turnstiles, I swear.
You're telling me Riquelme just pulled 150 million euro out of thin air? He met Haaland personally in Marbella last weekend. The latest reports out of China earlier today confirmed that. Even Perez came out straight after saying he's dropping a record 150 million on a non-prem target. That's not a random coincidence. Come on. For context, their current record transfers are Bellingham at 127 mil, Hazard at 120, Bale at 101. So 150 is massive. He's not messing around.
Look, first off, remember when we covered the last Real Madrid election 4 years ago and you swore Zidane was sticking around for another run before he quit 3 days later? You still haven't paid me the 20 quid you owed me from that bet, by the way. Second, this entire election is just two old gits trying to out-Galactico each other. It's exactly like two sad middle-aged blokes at a pub charity auction bidding three times the value on a battered 90s Real Home shirt just so the other guy can't have it, innit? Perez said his target ain't prim, ruled out Olis, so who's left? Mbappe, obviously. Of course it is. He's been stringing Real along for 3 years. I've seen this movie 100 times before.
I mean, fair play on the Zidane bet. I'll pay you when we're off air, all right? But objectively, post-Bellingham amortization, Real's got 80 million quid free in their wage budget for next season. Enough to cover either Haaland or Mbappe, no problem. And come on, it is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say, not normal at all. Half the Madrid socios are sick of Perez's shit, so Riquelme's Haaland pledge is landing way better than you think it is. Also, if that Haaland release clause is actually real, City will leak it to Saudi Pro League sides this summer to drive his price up, even if they never plan to sell him. You know, that's how they operate.
Bollocks, you're overthinking all of this. I bet you 50 quid, right? If Riquelme wins the election, Haaland's still a Man City player next season. No move, no hidden clause, zilch. If I lose? I'll wear that rubbish Man United Christmas jumper you got me for our live show in July. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.